Tefta is in Tefta Beis, Halacha Ches. Talk about, let's see. Sometimes the Tosefta is not always the same numbers as I have. Let's see if we can find it. Talk here about various psulim. The Tosefta that I'm looking for talks about the psul being what we call berov. Berov. Not seeing it over here. It's in Ches, yeah? It's right in Ches. Oh, nifritzu rov olav. Thank you, it's right there. Nifritzu rov olav. Rov. See, klar depends upon rov. As a matter of fact, this Tosefta is not only a Tosefta, the Ravid quotes, Rabbeinu Manoah quotes the Ravid, but the Rosh talks about it. Take a look on the Rosh, Rav Osai, the very beginning of Siman Gimel. How the Chevra doing with the Marama Karmas? Is everyone coming closer to the end? So maybe by Tuesday, maybe we can have new ones. All right. Yeah. Take us a while to finish all this. Nifritzu ola berov ola nairi kide isa betosefta. So the Rosh quotes the Tosefta verbatim. That's what it says. So that's what it says. Rov. Now we understand that the Rosh himself says here in Siman Beis, talks about situations, what we call the Shedra, as it's called, Nishara. Aruma, it's not considered hadar. What do you see? There's always a discussion, if you remember, on Thursday, that perhaps here too, as long as the majority is covered, see the expression nishar aruma? It's in the middle of, how should I say it, Siman Beis, the long Siman. If you see, take the word that says perek shlishi, or hadran alocha yosha, and go make straight left, you'll see over there it says, line starts with words kishahu katum kulo finishra shedra aruma eino hider, clearly implying that if as long as the majority is covered, it's good enough. That was the discussion we had, if you recall, on Thursday. I wanted to continue it. As far as tine hara barzel is concerned, what do the words mean? So the Rambam used the word lohayu olav zel gabizeh kederach kol alulavin. Okay, kederach kol alulavin. In other words, it has to be the normal way. The normal way. And what will happen if it grew that way and then things started to fall off? What's wrong? As long as it's derech bekach. So let's take a look on Shulchan Aruch. Let's see. Open up your Shulchan Aruch and see what Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam as usual. Tov Resh Mem Hei Siv Dalet. Lo hoyu olav zel gabizek derech kol halulavin. Elazet tachazet im rosh zeh magia lek yiko shalomalim imenu ach nimtzus kol shedro shalulav mechus the bone kosher. The main rosh shal zeh magia lek hadiko shal zeh osh ein lo harbe olin zel zeh el bikol tzad yotzi achad lamata samach likara v'ol al rosho posel. It's a matter of what's normal. Normal. So if that's the case, if the majority fell off, it's posel mishum hodar. Not because it ain't Shmo Olav. Might have Kamina. It's going to be kosher in the other days, according to the Mechaber. The Mechaber, Tofresh Mem Tesei, says, we saw so many times, Hod Psul on the first day. So if it's not Derek Briyasu Bekach, ain't Shmo Olav, it's possible 7 days, even according to the Mechaber. But if it's a matter of Hodar, because it just fell off, then it would be presumably kosher the other days, according to the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah? And that's what the Ritva says. Okay, both say. Ritva. I'll read you a little bit from the Ritva. If you have one, you can open up. As I'll put it on the board. A little bit. Can't read the whole Ritva. Here we go. Let me put it on for you. Place. Oh, Beata, look, you see, who are the nashu mikzas ale lulok shul kosher uvavad sheshiro mechusa olin lo leve ke ufta. That's the word ufta we saw last week, right? As long as the majority is covered, right? That's what it says. That's not considered to be a problem, as long as the shear of dalat tefachim shouldn't look like an ufta. Right? Didn't say, use the expression over here of tzine harabazel. Because tzine harabazel, rabosai, is only a problem mitchilas brioso. But here, the leaves were there, and they fall off. It's not a problem of tzine harabazel mitbrioso. It's a different problem of ufta, which is presumably a lack of hodr. That's the pashup shot. Pashup Shah. Okay. Fine. Rashi says in the Mishnah Chavtes Amid Beis, talking about different Tzuvolov. Right? What does it say? Lav Hodaru. Rashi says Beferish. It's not considered to be Hodar. So then it would be kosher other days according to Shitas of Chaber. And look what over here. Look what happens. Watch. Okay, what if it is an ufta? Would it be in behadas yikula avos and noshim makes its own puzzle? Why? Fisha ain shmo olav. Sounds like it's puzzle all 7 days, even according to the Shulchan Aruch, according to the Mechab. Ain shmo olav. Take a look at Rabosai in Sharat Tziyun. He makes a reference to this. Not here by Lula, but later on when it comes to Arava. Give a look. Tof Resh Mem Zayin Sif Katan Yud Aleph. Right, so the Mishnah Brewer, he writes, look carefully please, whatever is Mishnah Hodor V'noshurov Olea Das HaRitvo Shulay Dezeh Ein Shmolov V'al Kendata B'zeh Posel Kol Shiva Sayamim U'midiv Rabbeinu Menoach Mashma D'gam Zeh Mishnah Hodor Hu Pignaf Kamina. The other day, after day one, according to the Mechaber, the big, major nafkamina. What does it say in Sharat Tziyun Yudalot? Came to be Rashi, Nifritsu Hodor, Kosher B'Shayon B'Shas Atchak, Ein Lo Rovas Acher. Okay? Daod, Ashechida Sheritfa, the Noshu Ravolo, Oleh, who I said, Shmo Oleh, who Pos Kosein, Tigwa Graz Ledina, Chayoda, Nias Daiti, Tzorachim B'Zeh, Tibi Rav Magid, Perkes, Mashu Debi Rambam, Kolelu Absulum Shitzkin Perek Ches, Kulam Ksherim Bishar Ayomim. The Rambam was such a master organizer. It's Perek Zayin and Perek Ches. Perek Zayin, it's not a lulav at all. Perek Ches, as we called it a Balmum, which means we lack of Hodor. According to the Rambam Shita and the Mechabetz Kosher Shar Ayomim. Follow what I'm saying? So this is a very important distinction which we have to be aware of. Look. For a noshu of olav ba'adas v'chem ba'rova gam kem b'perek zeh and perek ches v'frat das rasha b'en manoach the noshu of olav humitam v'shen ahodor v'vada das haramba v'siyos v'de makshirin v'en ahodor v'shayom v'em gam zeh b'chlal n'taz tarmav z'kod dalet shari tshuva kod p'nei Yeshua. Oh, elta zeta, my elta zeta tshuva's p'nei Yeshua is the grandfather of p'nei Yeshua. Okay, the Megidda Shlomo mashma gam kem k'mosh kasavnu tol yizeh v'plukta v'en tzorachin. He's a little upset with the graz and the chayotim, but too machmir. So writes the Sharat Tziyun. Oh. But take a look, Rabosai, in the Yerushalmi, the Took in the Ran, Yud Dalet Amud Beis Olamites. See what it says there. Nifritu Olav. Okay, quote to Yerushalmi. It's for those on my print, it's Lama Test, the last, on the right side, the last six lines. Quote to Yerushalmi, it says, Halacha Aleph, Karmin and Hosam, Nifritu Olav, Nasa Kemoshe, Nechakati Yomes. Alma, Shekshem, Shechilakati Yomes, Subimokam Amesuyam, Kay, Nifritu Olav, Shechilakati Yomes, Rachman, Achas Hashnayim, Larka. Ila Pirish Rashi, that it fell off. We saw this last week. We saw this last week. I said, why? So what's it then? It's pshit that it's awesome. It's pashit. There's nothing to talk about. Nothing to talk about. Okay? Now, get an impression. It's Mishim Hadar. And according to the Ramad's puzzle, all 7 days. Okay? Some say it's like the lush of the sheet of Mekubetz in the Baba Kamach, Sarivov, quote, Lo Chosav Lo Midi, Alma Havaleki Hutzi Bi Alma. It's certainly possible all 7 days. But we can suggest that's what they're saying with the Nechlaka means Rov Olav. Sheet of Saran is Rov Olav. And the Rabbeinu Yeruchim who said Choser only is talking about Nechlaka, the middle leaf. The middle leaf. It might still not be harder. So that's a question. He said it's, remember, it's Chosar. We had that whole famous theory that the sort of Mishmeris Moed, you look it up finally? Not yet. It's lent out to you to look it up, not to hold on to. Okay, now we come to the biggest Chiddush of all. Look at the Mordechai Tov Shin Mem Vov, quotes the Ra'am, Rav Lezer Mimitzvah, Baal Sefer Yireh. This is a Chiddush which is so radical. Look what it says. Nikdem Rosh Apostle. Ra'am, Rav Lezer Mimitzvah Omar, to Lechatchila Kamak. Do you believe it? If I tell you something that's possible, you tell me something Lechatchila, he wouldn't believe me if I said it. But he said it. The Ra'am said it. Rav Lezer Mimitzvah said it. V'yachzor Acher, look for another one. V'yimlek Acher, Yivorek Olad. What? Where do you find such a thing? Ashkechon de Katoni Possel B'mokon de Dievet Koshik, Darmina B'menochas Perketzat Solim, Nitmu o Nevdu o Nisufu amazing. Rabbi Lezom e Psula, Ume Kamina on Hosam, to be the Evid Share. I'll find one place in Shas, somewhere in Psochim, that it says Puzzle's Kosher B'Diyah. Because on first instinct, it says Puzzle. It's not. Take a look at Big Day Yesha, Sif Cotton Bays, Kosher Bays, Sif Simitov, Fresh Mesh. Hey, Lo Yadati mi Yechricho Leraom Leforesh Kane. Where do you get it from? Vendira Lee, Teraom Leforesh Niktam Rosh Ohainu. Bays Olin Hom Tsoyim Hayotzim Yerosh Hashedra Fina Hiksha HaToysus Fresh Pirka Nazer Tom Begumara Kama Rishub and Levi Nitla HaTyomis Posel Vehain Osin Olin Hom Tsoyim Frek Toysus Vafila Nikdem Rosh Posel Koshkin Nitla Legarmi. Tos give three answers, right? Ula Fima Shekosa Vera Amos Yishapir Temas Nisin Mario Lechatchila Shub and Levi Posel Vibin the Yevin. Give the simplest terrors. That's where we got it from. Wow. Question, Rabbi Osai. I need an honest answer. What's the Ra'am going on? Nikdam Rosh Apostle. Now, Nikdam Rosh Apostle, if you're going in order, the first Mishnah is clearly referring to the Lulav, right? Right? We haven't got to the other Arba Minim yet, right? So Pasha is going on the Lulav. But the question is that really true? If you open to the Bach, please. You have a tour, please open your tour. Do you think, a shita yechida? Come on, who's going to follow this shita? The radical shita, no one's going to accept it, right? Well, think again. If you look at the Beis Yosef, it's Simen Tov Reish Mem Hei. It's end of Vav, Hey Vav. Kosev Mordechai. It's page Taknab in my print. You'll see right before the Dalek Moshe Dalek. So it's Kosev Mordechai. He quotes the words verbatim. Believe it or not, a favor from the Shita, Shita's Yochid, you have to keep it. Take a look in the Bach, quotes the Mordechai, quotes the Rav. Beis Yosef understands the Alul of Koi, Leodati Mirchricha Lefarash Kain, Velo Dok, the Ra'om Lo Koi, Alul of Elah Hadas. Oh, Tomer Hadasim, Vichricha Lefarash Kain, by the Asikna, the Flamadalam, and Beis Lokar Abtarfim, the Filu Shlosh and Ketumim, Kosher. The Alma, the Maidat Nam, the nickname Moshe Shaladas Puzzle, Hanulachat Chiladavka. So, you see, the Mordechai is misleading, because what's the Mordechai quoting it over here? The Mordechai quotes it over here. Should have been here, should have been later on. Usually the Mordechai goes in order, no? They help you out over here. Chav Tesamid Beis, they put in here. Lamed Beis, Amid Beis. Lamed Beis, Amid Beis. And Mia Tan Kosha, that's talking about what? That's talking about Hadassim. That goes a little bit out of order. No? Yeah. So it could easily be talking about Hadassim. And when it says over there, Sham, whoop, the Mordechai didn't put the word Sham in there, believe me, I give you my word, the word Sham is not written by the Mordechai himself. The printer put it Sham. It should have been, Nick the Moshe Apostle, Lamed Beis Amid Beis. Rabosai, we don't know Shas Baal Peh, but if you look in the Mishnah, on Lamed Beis Amid Beis, just a quick glimpse for a second, what does the Mishnah say? What does it say? Nikdam Rosh Apostle, and the next word, the next line, Emiyat and Kosher. So it's probably the Sham is a mistake. See, we get fooled by the word Sham, that the printer was doing us a favor. Not the Nikdam Rosh of Chavtes and Beis Alulav. No! Nikdam Rosh of Lamed Beis and Beis of Adas. He should have put Lamed Beis and Beis there. Not the, then he should have said Sham, and he goofed up the. He has Sham and Lamed Beis, Sham and Lamed Beis, and Sham! The printer. You have the old Mordechai? You have the new one. No one have the old Mordechai? I'm just curious. No one has the new one. No one has the old. I wonder if the Baruch Hashem. We all have the new one. I wonder if the old one also has the Shams that way. Yeah?
So, when Dr. Moshe says that we're no way Kedirei Mordechai, is he saying.
He presumably means it's going on the Lulav, because the Beis Yosef quoted in Ilchas Lulav, not Ilchas Hadas. Pilei Ploy. Take a look at Moshe in the Taz. Sifkot and Zayin. Oh, we have a big Shulchan Aruch, please. Has by now? Taz, Sifkot and Zayin. Let's see what it says. The problem is the Urayim is the Urayim. You can't move from the Bach is right, the Pshuta. What are you going to do? You can't lie. But let's say the Taz, Sifkot and Zayin. Says the Mechabe, Sivov. Nikdam Rosho Vahinosh Nikdam Ravolim Bilion Apostle. Ramo. From Nikdam Elion Amtsoy Shal Shed Apostle. Fedavka Dika Acher. Avaleka Acher. Mavokan Alov. What's the source? Mordechai. Yereim. Minhogim of Isaac Tirna. Says the Taz of Kotten Zion. He says, what do you tell me? Did we call Apostle Mashmachi? The Rambam. Now we're supposed to have finished Yavish already, right? We're supposed to, but nothing is. Everything is linked. Where do you get it from? For Raya the Rama Rabbi Yehuda da Flamed Aleph Masim b'Bnei Krochim Shem Arishin Levan b'Bnei B'Neim or Mulo Ain't Shas Atchak Raya Kotz of a Magid Risi Kotz of Shagonim Samachu Mikan the Yavish Dikdem Rosh Over Kol Apsulim Yotzim B'Shem Shas Atchak Af Yom Rishin Akal Lashana. Either Raiva disagrees. He says they only zichron b'yamal olavarachlem. The Magen Mishnah Ramban says he's wrong. The Rambam is right. We saw that in the Ran. The Raiva is trans shver. Haray sharamam v'ramban v'amagen b'shem agohonim kosul adam shazatchak. The tour holds that the Rambam never said it. Only Yavish, not Shapsulim. Tarmat. But v'lo nire ma'ishno. Chen kosav das arosh simin yudalit. How can the Beis Yosef say, Negat Chol HaPoskim? The Ramah's right! Balami Tamei! Not because the Mordechai and the Urayim held that way. They only said it when it came to Hadassah. So here it's only because of the Rambam Shita. Look at Tarmav, Devi HaMordechai Shazachan B'Zeh. That's Hadassah. Tarmat, Taz of Kotnya Beis, Uvim and Hagim, it says, Nik them Rosh Akosha, Yeshom and Puzzle, Vilek Acham of Orch and Olive, Akan Ashona, Vien Malcolm the Kaim Dora Mela, the Mishnah of Fresh, the Nik the Puzzle, Ilit Chakom, and Mamasayim Achakach, Lachvia Beim, Ein Acham, I mean, Mad the Puzzle, Puzzle, Feel the Chak, and there the Eshton Sofer, Nik them Puzzle, Vieshom and Shemain Acham of Orch and Olive, Vimach Locus, Ram of Arabish is a Charnum, Upossel, Nik them Rosh Akosha of Aram and Masnissin, Rosh Akosha, okay, Balazum Tsos, like Chot Moshe Lestra, Achan Hashan of the Rat, Tzorach Lomar, Tlosiim Kain Livsol Duma the Esri of the Nikdem Rosho, Do Abisod the Garminon, Kol Shod Yisak Kim Hem the Kosher, Afil Him Nistish Tefar Shemish Has Adochim. This we saw already once before. Bekin Tzinimrit, he's passing like the Marmo of Alabi Tamei, based upon the Rambam Shita, a whole different Shita, and Gansin, a totally different Shita. Okay. That's what he says. Oh, fine. Take a look at Bosai. The Rush talks about this a little bit as well. Let's turn to the Rush. See what he says about this. It all starts with the Lulav Yavish that they gave to their children and grandchildren. That's how it all starts. Right? Yeah. Take a look at Simon Yudalid, as we saw the Taz quoted Simon Yudalid. Watch this. He says, the Ravid says, we saw this once before. I think it's worthwhile repeating again. It's the last few lines of the first column, page Chaf Hei. Quotes the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda me af yaveshim k'shem. Om Rabbi Yehuda meisav b'nei krochem shir marishin s'luvain livneim v'amolo en shesatchak raya. Nikan mashma shebeshasatchak yos nefilu b'posel. So the Rimi Trani, the Ravid, but the Ravid backed out. He said, no, ben shesatchak. Next column. Ben Shalom Shas Atzchak and Yosin Yavish Klal. Possum is even B'diavid. Even Malcolm Tzchak. How can it be? Malcolm Tzchak is Yosin Bo Mavorach and Olav. Chatchilo. Shalom Malcolm Tzchak. Hafil D'Yavid Lo Yosin. It can't be. And it should be like Mace. Forget it. I ain't Shas Atzchak Raya. No. Shalom Tishtak Atoros Lulav. Yeah, Zichron B'Alma. They didn't make a bracha on it. Come on. So writes the Ravid. So writes the Ravid. Fine. Good. That's the Ravid sheet. It says, "Lotashtachach, Mitzvus Esther, etc. This is the entire Ravid sheet. Adkan says the Rosh, the last part of the simon. It's right halfway on the left column. Umiloshan ain shazatchak raya ain amora pirshdem. Reb Yehuda hevi raya ledvar. Don't be aveshim ksheim. Umevorchen alein. Bibnei krochim." Otherwise, what kind of raya is that? Chamesh Tzchak raya. Shemimol Shalom Shazat Chamesh Shazat Chak. Ava Moder Abadim Malcolm Atchak. Chayim Mevorachim. Tim Lokein. Yom Shalom Shazat Chak. Nami Lo Yom Mevorachim. Elokai. I it's puzzle. How can it be kosher here and puzzle there? Puzzle kosher. The Ravid's kasha. Elokai. Psulim Masru Mechazul Lachachomim. Veheim Amru Shalom Shazat Chak. I feel with the Avod Lo Yosam. Then she is all Yisrael the mitzvahs. We saw the Rosameach had a Molanda Shavar. That Hadar is a relative term. The most Hadar in town, that's called Hadar. He says it's just that they just threw an extra chumrah, they shouldn't be mezals on the mitzvah. But the Rosameach said it in a much more Molanda Shavash. Now, of course, the Korban Nisanel is not exactly so happy about this. He says, you know what? It must be all talking about a Zechel in English. You understand? Yadushani, hey mamru, hey mamru. Or Sameach said, no. Even Yadur Rishon is that way. Okay? Hey mamru. So, look at Vav. Vim Toma, Hatena Kol Shiva Yomash, and the Rabbonim. Yadur Rishon, Michael, the Mamma, Judah, Raisa. Yesh Loma. Enochinami. Yadur Rishon, and Mavorchim. I don't like that. That's not the simple read of the Rush. I gotta admit, it's not the simple read of the Rush. No, it's not the simple read. Or, watch this. Not a terrace. Shatatrach. If you don't know, I'm going to say Shani the Rabbon and the Apostle called Shiva. Fine. Inami. Okay, with the beyond of Shani and Mavorchim. Watch. Hochanami Mavorchim Yant of Rishim. Nami. Midrabbonon. Abshim Midarais Apostle. Look at Chacham Tzvi. What? It's Apostle Midarais. But Bracha is the Rabbonon. Say, hey, Mamma, we're on the Bracha. Obviously, he's working with the assumption that Bracha of Atala is not an Isra Darais. So it might be viewed on the level of the Rais as the Bracha of Atala you can make. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Take a look at both in the big Shulchan Aruch, Tof Resh Mem Tes Sif Vav. See, now it goes Hey Vav Zayin Ches is Lulav Hadassim Aravis Esrim. That's the order of the Mishnayos. That's the order we're going in. Tes Tof Resh is Kloli. That's the things which relate to all the Minim. So some of those things we have to pick up now, and some we'll pick up later. You know, that's the order of the Perek. That's how we're trying to follow the order as much as we can. Same with Tof Resh Nonalef is also Kloli. We'll see. So, here in Sivo, look what it says. B'shas Hatchak. Ever look inside? B'shas Hatchak. Sheinim Sekosher Kol Apsulim Noltav Ein Mevorchin. Ein Mevorchin. Okay. Ein Mevorchin is a different story. Ein Mevorchin. That's not, that's just a Zecher. Like the Raimini passes. Says Ramah. V'yesh machshirin lulav afilu levorech alav. Can even make a bracha. Who's that? Quotes it from the Rambam. Isn't it an irony? The Mechabit quoted the Raivet and the Ramos quoted the Rambam. Usually it's a little fakert, no? That's how it works. You gotta tell the truth. That's what it says. That's what it says. It says the Mogan Avram, Sivkon Chavav, lulav yavesh. Yesh machshin lulav yavesh afilu levorech alav. Yeah, I will esrog yavesh lo. Chin mashim midoshin amorachai tov shenun. Av masas bin yamin the two in the rush and Rabbeinu Yeruchim kolbo hold kol dalad minim yaveshim k'sherim b'shatatchak who adin shapsulim. Not just yavesh, everything. V'od lo kosev amorachai adin bi esrog yavesh from the shchiach v'chol shana asrogim chadosh. It didn't mention it because it doesn't happen. Hadam Mavarachin, I love him, Adasim, I feel like Lachim, Lachim. Shoshalachim, Eno Lachim, Gemurim. Rakyeshna, Miut, Lachos. Even the Lachim aren't so Lach. Imkain, Alachim, Vayavashim, Kemat, Domus, Ela, there. How do you like that? Avika Lachim, Gemurim. I feel like Vayavashim, Eno Vayavashim, Gemurim. Ain't Lavarach. Better wait till someone else's Lach. With the Eved, and Birach al Yavash, Ika the Spuke, and Yotza. Chen Yachza, Vayit, Alach, below Brocha. Ad, Khan, Lishona. What do you call it? Masas Binyam. Aval Birich al Yaveshim Gemurim, Vigalach and Gemurim, Mash Vashom, I feel it by the Yevet, Lo Yotza. Udvar Benuyim al Pis Haposkim Achronim, Lachain, Ein Lahokil. That's what he says. Says the Taz, Sivkotin Yud Beis, Ishmachshirim Belul of a Rambam. Sphere they came. The Tambo Kosova of a Magid came and she says, Kirby Gomorrah, the Farish. Falcane Ain Moa, Belulov, Shasatrak, and the Psul Yovich. Dalzay, Kirby Gomorrah, Rosh Lavel, and Name and Amos, this Mosh Shasatrak. Ava Benechla, Tiomus, Shapsul, and Belulov, Lord the Mishar Minim, Shahuska, Bigamorah, Kain, the Yavorah, Shumechami, Afil Shasatrak, Zulas, Yovich, when it comes to a Lulov. That's what he said back in Sifkotten. Wait a second. But Sifkotten Zion. He defended the Ramo. Remember that? Tough Resh, Mem Hey, Sivkot and Zion, we just came from there. He said, Yofa Kosav Ramo. So I think what it means is as follows. Yofa Kosav Ramo to defend himself against the Kasha of the Beis Yosef. Didn't mean Yofa Kosav Ramo Halacha Lemaisi. Again, he quoted the Beis Yosef who said he doesn't understand this sheet at all. Doesn't understand. All the apostles hold that way. So why is there Ramah following that opinion? No one holds that way. So on that, the Taz said, if you have it in front of me, okay, the Yofa Pasuk Ramah Khan means he had a right to pass in that way. Because the Ramah holds that way. Halacha Lemaisa, the Taz himself wouldn't pass in that way. You have to understand when you defend somebody, it doesn't mean you're defending him when he's actually right. Right? As a matter of fact, Lemaisa, Lemaisa. We usually follow the Mishnah Berurah. So what does he say about this very serious matter? Very serious matter. What's his psak? Take a look over here. Find it in Sharat Siyan. Tafresh Mem Tes Sif Katan Samach Gimel. Give a look, please. Samach Gimel. The Brewer said, "Nun hey, lulav yavesh das a Rambam that filled the bishas atzchak in the hakol rak with lulav lo bishaminim k'shem yavesh kol kamei v'gamein the hakol rak biyavesh lo bishapsul and filled bishas atzchak Samach Gimel. I'm not gonna Avraham shem amasas ben yomin. It's a little tricky. He says mem beis for us. Mem beis always means Mishnah Brewer. Obviously, the Mishnah Brewer didn't mean Mishnah Brewer. So he meant masas ben yomin." Chen hetik hal yiraba ol b'shem kama poskim the ladina who adin b'shar psulim shasatchak nuchal avarach aleim lo kataz b'sof asimu b'shvisor v'atam yisad b'rosh kolani psulim b'sorna kozal l'chachomim tem ramo do shalo b'shasatchak afil b'diyevel lo yotzik ashi zoro yisro b'mitzvah av v'mokom matchak k'shiu kem b'diyev shal b'inyan achim avarach aleim chen efsha the ladina seinu ein no agin b'karosh v'siyos urak b'yavshus b'shum dein motzi lachin kokach because you can find them. Can come the riataz al makomo for lami tameh again. Ritzarachin. A lot of lami tameh is going on in this sugya. Okay. So the Mishnah Brewer himself in Sharatzin is not 100% sure how to pass. Okay. Fine. Fine. It's interesting that we have a ritva already over here. Once it's on the screen, let's take a full advantage. Lamed aleph from a base. Maybe he means the Rosh Mechsar, because Hodr is a relative term. Maybe. Oh, sheesh bo mishemitzvah b'aveira. Lo, uviyavish nami. Oh, davka belula v'adas farava. Look at this now. A different pshara. We suggest to also lulav on one hand, the three on the other. No, he has no three akasha. One is possible. Why? Davka lulav v'adas farava. Lo k'siv b'hoda b'feirish. El the gamer lemi esr. Have we esr the k'siv b'hoda b'feirish priyat hoda hakabin b'krav v'choshen hoda. He wants to know. I feel the mishas atzchak. Sounds like he's saying, when it comes to an esrog, if you don't have hodr, it's not an esrog at all, because it says pre-hates hodr. How do you like that? How do you like that? Ain't shmolov. That's what it means. Again, if you look at the original ritva, which I like to look, always looking in the sefer proper, always look to look inside. There we go. Kovin Bei Krov, okay, says footnote 289. V'tchilas Pirkin Kosev Rabbeinu the Esrog Shmo Hoda. Shmo Hoda. I mentioned this once before, the very beginning of this parak. Not much the beginning. The Ritva's Lashon over here. It says Esrog creates Hoda. Ki rigu gloshen chemda v'hodaru ki d'chsi v'nechmar eis l'haskel u'metagamine m'rage gilona. My Rebbe is talking about the rogik, yeah? V'otziyah v'akotzeh v'lshon hodah l'lamen v'shem ha'etzem al esu k'mo shaman. That is the definition. K'kotzeh Ramban on Chumash and on the songs on the Rai v'ilchus lulav. Okay? And the Ritva himself later on, we saw. This is it. It's a new yisod. It's a new Yisod. That's the Ramban and the Melchamas. He also says basically the same things. It's in three places: in Chumash, the Melchamas, and in his Hasagos on the right. But yes.
So would this psul of an Esrog not being hugged or not having shame Esrog, would that apply to even not the first step?
Yeah, you don't go at all. Now it's interesting. The other meaning, what's the pshat? Theory of relativity. That's what we saw in the Yom Sameach. Yom Sameach. And as a matter of fact, we don't have to go so far. Take a look at the Alter Rebbe. See if we can find the Alter Rebbe. start over here. We'll see a few places. Call Arba Minim Apsulim Pisulim Nigam Yigufan Moshe Apsulim Machmas Chisaron O Machmas Hodr Moshe Satchak Sheyev Shalim Tzol Minim Achayim Ksherim Mutal Levorach Al Minim Apsulim Elu Afil Biyom Rishin Fisha Kol Psulim Elu On Esparshu Heite Bekosov Af Al Pi Shekosov Betorah Hodr Mikom Makom Lo Pirish Hakosov Mao Hodr U Mao Eino Hodr El kol psulin elim b'sara na kosel lechachamim. Comes from the Rosh. Ve'heim amru shalom b'shas atchak afil b'diyev lo yotsu. They should Yisrael zimim b'sas. Verbatim from the Rosh. V'yach zarech amin ha'ksheim. Shas atchak kem b'diyev shab b'inyan acher. Mevorchen al elu ha'psulim. Then he adds, look. Shal tishtak hach Torah says from Yisrael. Whoa. The last five words. The rabbi does a dance. So that's going the other way. Tishtak hach. Very, very mechudishtika definition. Wow. Unbelievable. That's what he says. That's what he says. Only Hodr. Take a look at Bosi over here. We saw the Mishnah Berurah, Shofesh Mem Tes. Sivkot Nun Gimel. He says, Kol Apsulim, Han Apsulim Machas Mum. Ever seen Nun Gimel? Al Apsulim Machas She'en Minan on Hadas Shoite. Tzavtzva or Murukov, these are psulim which is applied to Hadas, Arava, and Esrog, respectively. Respectively, says the Mishnah Berurah. Pasul afilu b'shas atzach. Why? To asil limit the latens b'em tamin. That's the reason. I don't know. Take a look in the Mogan Avraham. Sivkot Chav Dalet. Kol Apsulim Machas Mum. Avo She'en Aminan V'Gozel. Psulim Afilu B'Shas Atzchak. Porish Rima. Os Gzer Oshel Mitel Vuhu. Kosef in the Dark Emotion. The Menhogim. Okay. That's what it says. What about Rabosai? What about Murkov? I heard a story from my Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. We'll get to Esrog later on. The biggest problem of Esrog is Murkov. Murkov means it's not a pure Esrog. They threw in a lemon to make it stronger, etc., etc. It's very hard. I always say, we'll get to an Esrog later. It's the biggest chumrah and hider by an Esrog is the yichus. Like by a shidduch. The yichus. Make sure it's a pure Esrog. It can be beautiful, but there's a little lemon stuck in there. Someone came to Rav Moshe Soloveitchik and said to him, Rebbe, show me in Shulchan Aruch that Murkov is possible. Says it. So Moshe opened it up. It's the first word. Esrog! It's Nishkan Esrog. Briskas. I remember his father was saying that. What about Gozel? Look at the Sharatzi and Nuntes. Kosapur Yaakov. Dr. Berishan no Yito. Tol Chuliyama Medina. It's no good. Have a Vashani. Abi Psacha Ramba Messioso. Kosher. We saw a long time ago. Rak sharamo hechmin b'zeh ken she'en lo acha arei chumilos lekula shazat chak mukmina nadina machshvina misheni ve'elech below broch. Okay, below broch, that I can understand below broch. Okay, fine. Take a look at Rabosai though. One more thing here. Tough Reish Mem Hey. Take a look. Sivov Belochat Ever Maskul Avo. Avolek Achav Avrochan Olof. Hina Mogan Avron Kostav Olof the low duck. The Mordechai Koi Rak Ahadas. Could look above a Simitar Mav. Sivyud. That's the Kasha we saw in the Big Day Yesha. Avolo Belulov. Aval kama achroni shudivi haramo el yoraba b'de yesha we saw the samach b'nelech acher al kama poskim ha-mekilim linyan oloem soy the sviru the nickname rosho davka b'rov olim k'deya kamayis ha-shalem ha-chaba one kama nizbo d'la'loem soy koi ishtas ha-raivi the davka nickname ha-kama ha-shedra
two
odas pala'ito d'vina j'yagia l'aktima ad ha-shedra three four. After the yeah, we saw that tarmat. Hocha the balavachi harbe three other opinions and lachlin and brocha. So again, lamitamei. That's what we saw. That's what we saw. Fine. Good. Very good. Terrific. Okay. Now, we already spoke about the tippity-tippity top that have these little brown piece that comes up. It's not considered to be part of the lulav at all. It's not part of the ola itself. It's something to do the rove. And the chaznish, it's not part of the leaf. Just stick it out. Just stick it out. The raw sounds like it maybe puzzles it. Maybe. It's the lush to the raw. Nikdam rosho adak sofo legami mokam siyuma. I don't know. Not so sure. So we're not sure if it was clipped at the top. These long things. It's a lashon lav shem kotem alei lepolsim mishem hoda. If you're not sure, this all comes from the raw. Why not? Sveka daraisa. Presumably, no. Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. If you can't tell that it's nikdam, then even if a shemaim knows it's nikdam, it's kosher anyway. Otherwise, how do you read the raw? Can we get raw? I think raw we can get. No. Isn't there on another? Who remembers? I think it is. And then we show them, yeah. I think it's there. It's in Ginze Rishonim in the Beis Medrash, but I didn't, wasn't smart enough to bring it. Where's Ra? Who else can help me find it? Ra? Here he is. Wow. So cool. Not sure where am I. Let's try at the beginning. Okay, watch. Yesh sovud nikdem rosho adak sofo legame memokam siyuma. Which some interpret to mean, even the tippity tippity top of that little brown thing that sticks out. If you meant that, I'm not sure. Three different opinions. Okay. But some way he says the other piece. Let's see. Where did I find that? I don't know where the Roy is. Some of that lotion was found in the Ra'ah by Suffolk. Who would it be? I'm trying to guess where that would be. I found you the first one. It's one for two. I think I find the second one. Hold on. See if we can give a good guess. See, Nikdam Rosho is found in many places. It's found in the Gemara. It's found in the other Minim as well. Try it one place, okay? Just one. Get it right? We get it right. Let's just try it. I'm not sure. Could be by the other meaning. So the reason why something might be good is, again, because it's the eyes of the beholder. That's the only way I can understand it. Okay. Narabosai. We saw it over here. Certain leniencies. Tuf Resh Mem Hei Siv Zayin Nista in Mizrach Kushnei Stachav Zemi Zeh Achi Rov Kishnayim Posel. It's called Nirik Hemnik, right? We spoke about that already. Vafilu Nechra Tiyomis Al Yonak Pinyan Shei Posel Alulu Mikon Nechra Tiyomis. Right? Suppose if it's not an effort, what does that mean? Book of Rom Zayin Raka Olin She'eitz La'tiyomas Ha'yona. Also considered to be a significant problem. The Taz Sifkot and Tes Filu Pirish L'nisteka Olam Soros Arashedra. Right? Because the Psul of Nechak might only be until the Shedra. Because the Ramosif Gimel says Arashedra. So if it goes split to the Shedra, it's no good. If it's split less than the Shedra, it's good. Unless it goes like this, a V, then it's no good. So it's a task of cotton test. The comic apostle also has stock machin bishne rosh v'hastag ashenim kishnayim. Hanukkah hemnek tisa b'gemara. Task sounds right to me. Okay. Says the Levushe Sra talks about it. Kosafti calls the S of the Lushes Rod. You didn't see it? Very last piece of the Lushes Rod and Tuf Resh Meme. Sha'olam ein medaktikim. Uverosa manechagat yomas dahino ha'olal yonam ma'at barosha machshirin. Uxu poros mit tefa home with the kosha the chuli alma. Vitoime. Why? Kiapirov, Kshenech Barosha, I feel him at Nisrak of Anasu Kehemdik. Vizela Shidas Rama Posal Medina, Shidas Rama who Iker, as the Taz writes in Sukkot and Davishim towards Adeshim. Ain was the Hechshulus Shidas and Machabe the Tolib Barov Olin, the Chain Sorok Lashkiach Alze. Oh, it's giving you a Musa Shmus. A Musa Shmus. Whoa. Oh. What does the Mishnah Berurah say about all this? Take a look at both sides. End of Tarma. Okay. Take a look over here. Mishnah Berurah Lamed Beis. Afilo Nechel Tiyomes. We just saw that before, a minute ago. The Lashon of the Ramah says in Mishnah Berurah Lamed Beis. Pirish lo nistak elam tsoi ara shedra. Afilo nistak. Rak mitzoso shmachos nechel tiyomus das habi achon lehin a posel mikom ago kevish and esracha vastach ashenir kishnai a posel fish di zoyer harbe baze. See lamed gimel on the bottom hagro sharachon das a posel the sarvi shom berubo vogan avram tiritz ol beofen acher that shomos nechel klavak al neshela itzla tiyomus al yonah nechel gom ashenir kishnai so the posel fine mikom la dina nira. The Amu Modul of Divrei Atas Magro. The Chen Pirish Aran. The Chol Beis Yosef. And Shom. Da. The Divrei Amogan Avroam. Yesh Yizor Ma'od. Kshar Pishor Sharot to Livdo Ke'olem Tsoi Im Nechleka. Ve'okhsa Biyoto Lerosa Heitev Shalom Achla Ke'olem Le'anyon Mishet Sa'idei Zeh. You know, you want to see, I've seen many people do this way. You want to see the middle leaf. You don't want to touch that. Kodesh Kodoshim. So you hold it by the side leaves. According to the Magen Avraham, if you crack the side leaves, you just pass the loop you were trying to inspect. Oh, but he's a gzeilus from everything else. Mazik. That's what he says. Wow. Wowee. That's what he says. Okay. Fine. This is a serious question. So now both sides, let's turn our attention to another Gemara, which we haven't really discussed that. That's the Gemara over here, Abosai of Okum. Lamed Beis Amid Al. We really didn't talk about it yet. A crooked lulav. Everyone see the top line. The Gemara says as follows. Okum Doma Lamago. Rashi. Okum Doma Lamago, top line. Chod Milsi. One thing. Omer Ava, La Mor Ella Lefanov. Avli Achrav Briyasahu. Om Rav Nachman, it's Dadin, kill the fun of us. Puzzle. The fun of Dami. Viyamra Lake of the Achrav Dami. No, what are you doing in such a case? Probably Sfeg of the Rise of the Chumra, no? Doesn't say that it's unresolved. What does Rashi say? Nothing. Rashi says zero. Okay, what does Shulchan Aruch say? Sifches. Akum Lefanov. Right? Lefanov. Okay. No good. Why? Shereshed, Asheru Kegav Bal Chatotis. Puzzle. Chenechem La'acha Mitzdadov. Puzzle. Paschal Lechumra. Look on the side. Kalish Tekama de Rav Nachman Shom. Ula Chumra. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Lamed Vav. Why is it Asur? She'ein ze hadar. Okay. Not hadar. Take a look at both saying Shari Tshuva here in Sivches. Very, very. This is one of the most important things they have to do when you check for your lulav next year. We're going to bring in a lulav next week. I think we're having a lulav that can be brought in.
Yeah.
Good. We have a lulav still. Show and tell, Rabbos. I'm going to summarize.
The knuffle?
I don't know. We'll find out. Look, Sivches and Shari Tshuva. B'Shulchan Aruch, if you have the Mishnah Berurah, it begins in the wide lines. Because of Machzik Brach of Hashem, I don't know. It's here to get Makusha. For the Chatchila, Yesh Di Zoyer, Shto Yia Okum Klal, Lo Tseis Bidei Sofik, Ach Hecha De Lo Efshar, Yesh Le Hokal Bi Okum Le Akrov, Sheneinu Roos, Shu Derech Briyosu. What does that mean? Shri Mamish Straight. Wow. So, I have in my office, I should have brought in the Sefer Chaim of Bracha. He says, to be no, should be Yosher Begidulo Kisharvit, Beli Shum Netiyah Vakmumit, Liechem Atzdadim. So, Rabbi Yosher is quoted as saying, that's because of Zeh Keli V'Anveyu. There's no Chshash of Psul. However, they quote from Shlomo Zalman. He was makbid, should be straight. That is the Iker Godol Behir Dure Alulov. And who's the one, of course, who was the most machmir in this? The Briskarov. Briska Chumra. Ramrod straight. If it wasn't straight, he wouldn't take it. Straight. Most of love, you know, it's a little. Chazanish says, no, only if it curves like this. No. So it's a big shaila about this. Halacha lemaisa. So I want to pull out my sefer that we had it yet today. Hilchos Tag Bachad. He talks about it.
Is it just in the shidra?
Not only the shidra. They should be straight to the top. Yeah, top to bottom. It's hard to find. I try to find one straight because I'm not a brisker, but the chatchila. Okay. Talks about it over here. Watch. The machlokas between the Ramban and the Meiri. The Ramban says if it's crooked, it's a balmo. Ain't it derech priyasa? So if it's derech priyasa, it's kosher. But the Ran and the Ritva, what about hodar? It's not daka bakach. It's not a balmum. It's not hodar. So it goes to a whole arichas tvarim over here. A big, long discussion. That's what he says. Halacha lemaisa. This relates to siftes. Im kofa perosho posel, pedavka kshedrosho kfufa, aval olav kfufin, perosho kmosha derach lios harbe lulavin, kosher, Who said so? The Rosh B'Tshuva. And I like those. Like the Knepel. I like those. It's like the Knepel. So, the Shulchan Aruch is Mekel. Says the Vilna Gaon. Take a look at both sides the Vilna Gaon. Here in Tuf Resh Mem Hei Siv Tes. Siv Katan Chaf Aleph. Kemosha Kosov Siv Ches Avali Achra Brioso. Who are then kind? Shadakan Kane. Zek Kosov Kemosha Derech. Period. Aval Arashva means a Ritva. Kosav Sharosh Olal Yona Afilu Kovav Koshu Mifsil Chikol Apsulim Yavish V'sadvik V'chem Nekei Yosebem Sh'osu Osu Kachot Moshal Esrek Shal Apsulim Bosom Bobe Mashtu V'en Shein Hodar V'chem Kan Berosh Olal Yona V'zeh Shekosav B'niktem Rosho V'nikanis Galiyah V'siv Vov Kosav Aran K'naftal Yel Kol Mash Kosav B'luluv Koya Olin Lo Shedra Shlok Adas Arayvid. So the Gros say, not so fast. Maybe the Knepel's no good. Maybe the Knepel's all good. Mm-hmm. Can I tell you? I don't know. Okay, fine. Once we're talking about Psule Lulav, I want to discuss two more important Psule Lulav that I discussed at the very end of this long chapter. The first is the what we call the Kara. We had it a few times. That brown thing that's behind many lulavim, some love it and some hate it. So over here, page Pei in this beautiful sefer is what he says. Pei Aleph, I should say. Lulav hasoga b'klipos of aduma ka'anikra kora v'hum k'makel ein lochoshpo mishum nechra tiyomas. Why? Ukim and Hagam, Shikar and Anua, who are they Holocha Vahavo? Who say you have to shake? The Mechaber says, just go like this. We call a Litvish a shake. They don't just shake him at Chassidim. Just go like this. Good enough, the Mechaber holds away. Ah, Achlem and Hagain, the Kerova Poskim, Shikar and Anua, Kiskus, Ein Lahokal Vazen. So you shouldn't have it just totally closed. Okay? Page Pei Beis. He writes as follows. Mitzvah Namufcher. To find a little bit of three things that close with the Kara. He calls it post. We saw this once before. Ein La Freedom. To see if they're two Tiyomas. Only problem is Lenanea. So the side leaves. The three middle ones you say should hold tight. And the side. It's good enough. Quotes the Taz, Lo Yegor Alulav Lamala, Shlo Yaakev Anianua. You don't want to prevent them from the ability to shake. Fine. Let's take one more look to see where this is found. I want to show it to you. Tarfresh Nanal of Sivtes, just to see for a second the two opinions, Sfaradim and Ashkenazim. Torfesh and Av to Siftes, the Mechaber says, Ne'anuahu, Shemolich Yodah Mishkenegdo, Vaholav Yanei Hashem. That's all. Like this. Holochan Ava, Litvisha, Nanu. Can't get into it, right? This is calm. Chassidim. Ramah writes as follows. Ramah writes. According to the Mechaber, Holochan Ava, He Atzma Ne'anuah, Ki Molochu Mevi Gim Pamlech Aruch, Umatan Arosh, etc. Yesh medaktin shalom. One second. before. Ramah, Tore Falula v'machaske sa'olim k'bechol ni'anua, the Ran. Not just go back and forth like a calmly. Got to kiss because you got to shake it up. Right? Got to shake it. How much do you have to shake it, Mr. Brewer, Mem Gimel? Kiskus ma'at, ha'menane b'koach, ha'shem ma'at, shalulav nishma ha'yedei zeh, who toes? Some chassidim go, that's already a toes. Finally discussed with something called lulav canary. Canary? What's a canary lulav? It comes from the Canary Islands? What's a lulav canary? Take a look at both sites. Rabbi Lozen by Shaharowitz, Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. It's the closest we get to it in our Gemaras. I left my picture book in the office.
I get it.
It's okay. Thank you. If you want me tomorrow, I'll show it to you. Oh. Take a look. The first piece is the last line on page 10, signing off. Tana Eitz Avos Kosher by Hadassah. Ratzolama de Laman de Dorish Avos the Simen Amin. Ain Ikuva Shia Anaf Lokeach Avos. Kvoshe Ain Ikuv Laman de Dorish Sheitz of Pirio Shove Shiva Paris. Vechain Belulov. Shiyu mina eitz tomorrow. Kapas tomorrow. You don't need tomorrow. Apparently, the lulav canary does not grow any fruits. Any fruits? Maybe it should be possible. No, no. And he goes further. The last one, just like that. Ugba arvos nachal. Doesn't have to be on. Doesn't have to grow on a nachal near a river bank. They're just descriptions of the men. That's all.
That's the period tomorrow.
Right. So the lulav canary. Someone to say, Rabbi Osai, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein passes away. It's posel mamsh. It's not a lulav. It's not a lulav. Shlomo Zalman says, you know, he doesn't see that. The distinctions are small. Only if you're not a mumcha, you can't even tell. It's not a menach. But they quote in the Sfarim, he quotes it from Yosher of Chaim Kanievsky. Should be machmir. Even though lulav canary is very strong and nice, we should better not use it. It may not be lulav at all. So therefore, we should better stay away. Fine. Fine. Shaila. Shaila. Again, I forgot how my sermon home. I have to show you to bleed at it tomorrow. This happens all the time. We have a famous Rambam here in Siv Gimel. Rambam said, "We're trying to finish some of these inyanim with some inyanim protein and inyanim klolim as time allows." Let's talk inyanim protein. Tarma Siv Gimel. Brias olin shalulav kachi sheheim gedolim gedolim beis beis utzvukim migabim vegab shal beis olin lo nikrat yomis nech gati yomis berov olin psula. That's two pshatim in the Gemara. Yesh beforshim leomar din nechaka ol elyon. I'm sorry. Shekal shad shedrach bikri nechlat yomus upasul lochinod. Yilchatchila mitzvah namufchor naogin litalulav. So nechlaka ol elyon klal. Kesh machmirin afilu benechla ktsas. If also all the ain't a kofel betchilas briyaso posel, the middle one has to be a double leaf, can't be a single leaf. Rabosai, you may have seen these kind of a row. I'm bad in art. There are two parts, right? It's a double leaf, but the two parts of the leaf are not of equal size, not of equal depth, if you will. So one will go this far, one side, then it'll join. As well as this side. So you have two leaves, they tuck a joint at the hip, right? They come out of one thing, but one is twice as long as the other. What do you say? Kosher apostle. Is that considered to be a double leaf? Yes or no? It's a double leaf, yes, it's true. I've seen many of these alone, but this leaf doesn't go as far as the other leaf. A perfectly shaped double leaf means the two go out the same amount. This one goes only halfway out. It's common. What's it then? What's it? So it could depend on how far it goes. If it's very, very narrow, maybe it's not considered to be an olive at all, so it's not double. But if it's halfway, maybe even a minority, as long as it's not an insignificant amount, we consider it a double. Who talks about these things? You go from the sefer Chut Shani, that's from distant correlates. But I found a wonderful sefer. It's called Oz Behadar. Who wrote it? It's important you know who wrote it. The young Talmud Chacham, not so young anymore. A Talmud Chacham, I was privileged to be at the bar mitzvah of his son. He lives near my son, Ramat Shlomo. His name is Rabbi David Ehrman. If I'm not mistaken, he's an MTA grad. If I'm not mistaken, was a basketball star. There were a bunch of them in his family. From the upper west side of Manhattan, or the east side, or west side. Did not come from what we call the Yeshivisha family at all. And he sat and learned for years and years and years. He wrote the Sefer. He's considered the expert on Avraham Avinu. Yeah. With all the Choshen Rabbonim, you know, from the Badate, the Charedis, and the, you name it. And he's the one that they go to figure out the Shara. He wrote the book on it. So I'm telling it to you, Rabbi, so you can become a big Talmud Chacham and write a Sefer. The Badat Eda Chareda is going to come to you for your expertise. Don't rule it out. It's important to know how far people can go in learning. They focus themselves on a particular topic. Wow. So I want to quote some other things from this beautiful Sefer now. L'chiba Samachaber. Okay. You may remember we saw a Bach. I think we should all look at the Bach at the beginning. We saw it once before, but we saw it's worth seeing again. The Bach at the beginning of Tav Resh Mem Hei, the very beginning. Alright, everyone take a look quickly. The Bach at the very beginning of Tav Resh Mem Hei. Say, end of the first paragraph. Tanakama vare mitzvah liogdol lechatchila shudabina mitzvah vuhuderes Rav Magid chazim she mitzvah success gonim she mitzvah namufcha lita lulav she ain olav prudos near the tamo the alpha gav to be prudos ikat takona she egdenu is rebe anveyu ke de perishis mikomakom. Vadi kehidu tvei, kshein olav prudos kolikar, vu mitzvah min hamuvchar. Okay? Do we paskin this way? Well, not really. Not really. The Ramah, take a look at Ramah also in the Ramah, the beginning of Tav Resh Mem Hei. What does he say? Mitzvah min hamufcha ba'lulav shein olav prudos legamri. Now what does that mean? What do the words mean? Mishnah Berurah Gimel Hataz hela shema shemachmir av ha-magid the mitzvah min hamufcha u'davka hechi shekol olav tluyos lemata v'kolam alulav. Skip the bracket. Aval kol shein olav tluyos ala shekzas nota litzodim afi the mitzvah mina mufchein kan. Mav morche bekor Yaakov makpidim v'fakla de riatas stimas ramo mitzvah mina mufcha Shizosh l'itlat l'chatchila lulav elam kei shoch ben olav zeh al zeh v'lo l'tzdodin. V'lo l'tzdodin. Fine. You may remember, Rabbi Osai, that the Mogen Avraham, please open, Sivkot Vav, we saw this a few times, see it again, quotes Rabbeinu Yerucham. Right, that was very important. Let's read the whole thing. It's not so long. What did it say? Lek Achem Avrochen Olav. Lo Dok. Tamorachai Kostav Kena Hadas. We mentioned this a few minutes ago. Dafka. The Kostav Shem Yireim. Uvehedja Isa Vesev Yireim Hadas. Avabalulav Posel Chuliyama Vechemucha Begemara. Bach. Vechenika Lamai Vesev Yireim. Ubalam and Hogim. Framolo Eno Kolatzorach. Woo! Woo! Then he says, Visa Birishalmi. Nikta Main Zahodor. V'yim kain pasul kol zayin chekotzer ben yiruchem kol apsulim psulim kol zayin meshein ahoda chutz min nizdak v'nechla tiyomez apsulim mitchum lakicha tamah. That was the kasha that Rabbi Kiva Ege asked against Tarsus. We saw last week against Rabbi Yiruchem himself. We gave a teretz. I'm not going to go to the teretz again right now. However, the Sefer Oz Behoda points out that the Mogen Avraham only mentions this Rabbi Yiruchem Derech Agav Gerora. So when it came to Siv Gimel, when the actual Psul of Nechat Yomus is found, the Mogen Avraham never quoted this Rabbeinu Yerucham. Never quoted it. Never. Interesting, Rabbi Osai. Interesting. Look when it comes to Tov Reish Mem Tes. I'm sure this is correct. We'll see. Tov Resh Mem Tes. There are more. What did Machabe say? Kol Elu Shah Marashem Psulim Neshemu Mishem Biyano Mishem Gezel Vigneva Biyom Tavishin Vavara Vashayam Makol Koshim. Ramah. Viesh Polsin Vigozel Kol Shiva Yomim Vachinog. Okay. Aval Shol Yotibo Mutalit Lulu Favabolo Daskam Mishayam Vigetra Lena. Nichalinish Mimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimim That's a Gemara, right? V'nitel pitmaso o ukso dino kachaser. V'kosh yom rishon ve'elich. People think if a little falls off the lulav, the esrog, it's a disaster. What's a disaster? After the first day, it's kosher. Says the Mogen Avraham Yudzayin. Avraham prak kosher the posel kol zayin. Yeah. Who was machsher initially? Nun on the side. Rabbeinu Yerucham. And the Mogen Avraham here disagrees with Rabbeinu Yerucham. So how can we say that it's a steer Mogen Avraham? In Tov Resh Mem Hei Sivkon Vav, he quotes Rabbeinu Yerucham. And here in Tov Resh Mem Tes Sivkon Yuzayin, he argues on Rabbeinu Yerucham. So the Sefer Oz Behoda says he never meant to pass like Rabbeinu Yerucham in Tov Resh Mem Hei. He would have quoted in Siv Gimel. He's only quoting it here in Sivkotan Vav B'derech Agav, because he's arguing about whether you make a bracha on a lulav which is not hadar. Whether they quote the Mordechai saying yes, but it's not true. He never said it. He's talking about only by hadas, by nikta. So in passing, he mentions the fact kol apsulim psulim kol zayin. The fact that he says chus min nizik with nechus yomus, that's just mentioned agav, derech agav. He didn't mean to pask in that way. So that's a very interesting svara. I think it's very good. Very good. So it's a Shitas Yachid, he says. Shitas Yachid. No. It's halacha l'maaseh. You can't make a bracha based on a Shitas Yachid alone. Well, that's what we call a Svek Sveko. maybe Rabbi Yeruchim is right. And maybe it's only considered a problem of Nechlak goes down to the Shedra or the Rov Olim. And some say we saw before the Hodor was kosher Shayomim. So the Maisa, he passes his kosher B'di'evet, but not L'chatchila. Why? Are we supposed to rely on Svek Svek or L'chatchila? We go now from Minaprat El HaKlal. Do you rely on Svek Svek or L'chatchila? Or only B'di'evet? This relates to the question of Sveka de Rabbonon, Rabbosai. Why Sveka de Rabbonon? There's a famous Shita, Rabbosai, a very famous Shita of the Prima Godin, who says that one can argue that Svek Sveka is Mishum Sveka de Rabbonon. Wow! Yeah. The Rambam holds famously that Sveka de Raisa Lechum is only by the Rabbonon. So Sveika the rice of the Chumah Olam Rabbanon is the rice we tell the Kula. Every Svek Sveika boils down to a what? A Sveika the Rabbanon. Isn't that amazing? That's the Rambam. Now the Rash behold that Sveika the rice of the Chumah Midoraisa Svek Sveika is Mishum Rov. The Rash says it in the Tshuva. Nonetheless, Tutsadim, Svek Svek. It's not a rove of the empirical facts. It's a rove of Tutsadim. Every Svek Svek, there's 3 out of 4 chances that's going to be good. Follow? Schematically, it's a rove. Oh. But it comes out that Svek Sveka and Sveka the Rabbanon might be Mutu even Lechatchila. And others say, no. Don't rely on Sveka, Sveka. Don't rely on Sveka the Rabbanon. L'chatchila. Where do you find such a thing? Of all places, Rabbi Osai, of all places, you find it, you have to look on, you don't have this chelik, unless you happen to have a chelik, Shulchan Aruch, chelik gimel, the old Shulchan Aruch, so you will be able to find it. I'll show it to you over here on the screen. Of all places, nothing to do with Sukkos, more than with Pesach. Hilchos Sfira Sa'omer, I like that, of all places, Sfira Sa'omer. Hamedaktikim, Einem Sofrim, Atzesa Kochovim. So he says, why not? Sfira is the Rabbana, Ben Hashmoshes is Sfeka the Rabbana. Why shouldn't we count from Shkia? The answer is, we try not to rely on Sveka Rabbanon and the Kula if we don't have to. Now that's not necessarily the case on B'mchilas Kvodo, because it could be a different interpretation of why you wait until Tzeis HaKochavim. What might that be? Minadin, we can be Mekel Y, the Ben HaShemosh Nusavik Laila. In the Kula, the Savad Rabbanah, the Sefer is Manazeh, Shud Rabbanah Rabba Poskim. The Mikom Akom, Eno Nochon Lahachnes Atzma, the Safek, Lichat Chila. But one can understand it in 2 ways. One is the Safek of Ben Hashmoshes. One is the Safek that the Rambam holds that Sefer is Manazeh is Doraisa. So you know, it's hard to know exactly if the Mishnah Berurah is not clear what the Safek, why were Medakdek? We'll just take a look at these places over here. What does he say? Yeah. He says as follows. Watch this there. Quotes the Ran. Hashu leka l'smid rabbana. Came in the leka avov lo korban. Right? Nonetheless, tov this v'yomecha b'sofik ha-sheikha. Someone had the first account Ben Hashmoshes. Jew Zion Shabbos is Tamimus the Gabri. Some others say he counted the first night Ben Hashmoshes. Ein Zanochon, she yachas atzim l'sofik l'chadchila, imish mit tmimis, en nachas man hazeh, el akol she sofik b'layla tmimis kamina be. When was man hazeh, in the olden days was different. Maybe. It's a little misleading. Not so completely clear. That's 100% clear. That is the Magen Avraham. This is I'm a prat al klal. It's a Magen Avraham in Hilchos Tzitzis. Hilchos Tzitzis. Different shailas over here in Hilchos Tzitzis. A shail over here, what you should, something's the question, you're allowed to wear it or not. Ein vrochen olav. Venerali, tafilu the caramelis. What's a caramelis, Rabbosai? Issa to carry on Shabbos, what? Rabbonin. Osir lasa suffik Issa de Rabbonin lechatchila. Here it, Ferish among Abraham. Don't get involved into a suffik Issa de Rabbonin lechatchila. Don't do it. Don't do it. You shouldn't do it. Does everyone agree with this Magen Avraham? Not necessarily. Let's take a look one more time. Second. What does Mr. Brewer say about this? Is the Magen Avraham right? Or is it not right? Also, sorry about the Chatchila. For Rabbi Mino Achronim Maskimim Elas Tamid, to make him a Zen. Maybe it's more difficult to do the Chatchila. El Yerabba Nar Sholem Atzachayim Kam Chayodo Mitzad Elohokel. Maybe you can make a Svek at Rabbonim L'chadchila. Take a look back at Hilchos. Go back when I klal la prat. Tov resh mem tes abosai. Our union. Sifkot lamed vov. What does it say? Sharatzi lamed vov. Was the right Malcolm. No, this is can't be. Then I'm looking at the wrong simon, the one I can't find. I apologize. Tough face on test. Lamed Vav. Nidla Pit Muscle. That's how we started, right? That's how we started. Says the Mishnah Berurah, look back at Taramach, Siv Zion. Magen Avraham Yesh Poskin Shesovin the Nitla Pitma Mishum Hodor, who Metzadet Gamke the Kavasai. Therefore, Ein Lahakol Benitla Pitma Kol Zion. According to Rama, it's not Chaser. Mikom Gomem Iev Shlimtzol Achay Yesh Nismachal Mekilin the Belavachi Rav Poskin Shesovin the Karambam. Therefore, also Shepsulam Mishum Hodor Kosher B'Shayomim. Umashem Edvarav Yuchal Lavarach Gamke. Yesh Mefak Bekinyan the Bracha. Okay, if it's time for Sava Bazem the Talos Nitla Pit Maso, Bavada Yuchal of Baruch Mishayomi. So you sing over here, not so poshut. It's a Svek Sveka. Is it Hadar as opposed to Chaser? It's Hadar Apostle Shayomi. So once again, it's a question. So some want to suggest that when it comes to a mitzvah saseh, it's easy to be mekayim the mitzvah without relying on a svek sveka or a suffek derabbanan. When it comes to the iser, hilchos Shabbos, for example, we don't have to be machmir. But despite that, that's the chatchila. But if for some reason you're in that situation, perhaps you'll be allowed to make a bracha based upon this. The reason to be ma'amachem mitzvah to say, says in the beautiful Sefer Oz Behodar, is because it's easy to do so. I want to suggest one more thing in conclusion. One of the reasons that we're more makel by Svek Sveka is because it's a Sufek Dirabonon, because the Rambam holds that Sveka Doraisa L'chum B'dolim B'dirabonon. There are kashas against the Rambam, many kashas, and the best terrorist is the Chavaz Das. The Chavaz Das says, Pshat Rambam, the Torah speaks in certainties. So when Torah asks something, it only asks a certainty. But when Torah demands something, it also speaks in certainties. So it's interesting. Sveka is l'chumra. Sveka the Raisa is only the Rabbanan when it comes to mitzvahs lo saseh. Tony said that Chazer Vaneh is also, not Chazer Sofik. When it comes to a lulav, the Torah says it has to be a lulav vadev lo safek. There's another more lovdish reason why we should be more machmir in these shailas of svek svek, etc. when it comes to mitzvah saseh and lo saseh. He says because it's a matter of convenience. I'm saying it's even based on this lovdish as well. We'll stop here out of time. Tomorrow we'll continue with these inyanim.